Hey, chaver, we have this chus this week for the 5-minute Torah to come. Mamish Eitzel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, by the kever, Reb Shimon in Meron. What is chus? Bez Hashem is Baruch Chusso Yogin Elenu. We're going to say in our tefillos on Yom Kippurim. We're going to say in our tefillos, Anu Mamirecha V'ata Mamirenu. Anu Mamirecha V'ata Mamirenu. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? We are your statement, we are your saying, and you are Rabbeinu Shalom De'Ebishter, our saying. What does that mean exactly? So I was learning on the plane on the way here from Rav Leibel Eger, and he says, Mamish Maradik. Rav Leibel explains that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu had 10 Mamaros that created the world. Sorry, Mamaros that created the world. But the whole tafkid of all the Mamaros of the Ebishter was us. The old tafkid of all the Briyas Olam and all the Anu Mamirecha. We are your saying. We are your statement. Meaning we are the purpose of all of your statements, Rabbeinu Shalom. The whole tafkid of the Welt, the whole tafkid of the world, of tafkid, the whole purpose that Hashem created the whole world is for us. Bishvili Nivra Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us and wants us in this world to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, to fill our tafkid. So what do we say back? So I was thinking this is a little bit better. A little bit different than Rav Leibela. Atoma Mirenu means as follows. That you, Rabbeinu Shalom, are our statement. Meaning what? We have so many tefillos and so many dibur, so many words that come out of our mouth that are supposed to be full of Kedusha. Words of Torah, words of tefillah, nice words to each other when it comes to Be'edad M'chavero. As the Maral explains, what separates us from the animals is the koyach hadibur, our ability to speak. And Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us these beautiful ways to speak. Torah, tefillah, and using our mouths in chesed and benal machavero. But so often, lo aleinu, it happens that this becomes rote and this becomes mechanical. And that even our davening, even davening Esar Shmei Tshuva and El Rosh Hashanah, and even on Yom HaKippurim, sometimes it's Hebrew reading exercises. And we're just, the words are coming out of our mouth. But it's not necessarily full of the Kedusha that it should be. Not necessarily full of the Hargashas Halev that it should be. And the same is in our learning. We're learning, we know we're supposed to be learning, and we can open up a Gemara and we learn, and we open up a Sefer Musar and learn, but it's learning to learn in a certain sense. And sometimes void of the Iker, which is what? Veikis LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our tefillah has to be Bekavonas Halev. Our tefillah has to be with deep intent and feelings of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those tefillahs. All Yom Kippur long. And when we learn and when we use our words in Limud HaTorah, it has to be a Limud HaTorah that's not just rote and mechanical. And when we're helping others and doing for others with our words, it can't be for ourselves and can't be for our own personal gain and because we want to have kavod in the world and we want people to do things for us. It has to be B'Kedush of Tar as well. So we say, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anu Mamirecha, you created the entire world with your Asar Mamaros, and we're the tafkid of that, where you understand we're the purpose of that. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atom Amireinu, meaning what? You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the tafkid of every word that comes out of our mouth. You're the tafkid, you're the purpose. We're davening to the Eibishter and thinking about the Eibishter in our davening. We're learning, and it's not just the Torah, but there's a noise in our Torah, it's because it's Chochma Elokis. When we're helping others and doing for others, these are mitzvahs. These are ways also to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Hashem Karach V'chan Erech HaBayim Rav Chesed V'Emes. And we're trying to be the same way and get close to Hashem in that way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so just like we're the tafkid of your sayings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the tafkid of our sayings. And if we could live such a life, and that's what we could connect to on Yom Kippurim, that's when Bez Hashem Yom Kippur just won't just be for Yom Kippur, but we'll continue it into the year. The relationship that we build on Ila Dodi V'Dodi Li over all these days Yom Kippur should be into the year as well. And we're standing this chever, we're here. Mamish Eitzel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Lo Yamish Torah Mipicha, that Torah should never leave us. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai gave the Zohar to look for the depth and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every word of Torah. That it's not just an intellectual study, but there's a depth and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every word. That's what the Zohar is. That's what Kabbalah is. To see the depth and the sod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every mamer. So too, each and every one of us should understand that every word that comes out of our mouth, every word of tefillah, every word of Torah, should be V'atah Mamirenu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, and build a kesher shel kayam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's chus. Each and every one of us was zeicha to gemar chasim etoivo, full of simcha, full of bracha. All the tefillos of Yom Kippur should be answered for a year of Yeshua, a year of refuah, a year of geula, a year for all of Klal Yisrael, just as Simcha Zachayim, and to Rezoicha, to Mashiach Zedekenu, Bimher V'Yameinu, G'mach Sima Toivo, and the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha and Bracha.
Amen. Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Kodesh,